How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into our broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in John chapter 12, the Gospel of John, Chapter 12, verse number 23. These Greek Jews have come to Jerusalem for the time of the Passover. They've come there to worship in the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. They have questions for the Lord. They go to Philip. Philip goes to Andrew. They both go to the Lord Jesus and tell Jesus that these Greeks want to speak to him. The Lord Jesus' answer is not one of indifference or one of pride or haughtiness, but we need to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ is focused. The time of his ministry is coming to an end, and the time of him answering questions of the people and then ministering to them, that time is coming to an end. He's focused upon that which he's been sent to do, and that is to sacrifice himself on the cross of Calvary. Oh yes, evil men will be involved, and evil men the Lord Jesus will be yielded over to, and they will do what they're predictable to do. They'll put to death the King of Glory, yet in that he will lay down his life. No man will take his life from him. And we as men, we take that and we look at that, and in our flesh, in our carnality, in our sinfulness, we try to reckon that, and we say that just cannot be. But see, this is a divine work of God. And men's wickedness prevails when the Lord backs away. And when the Lord restrains it, and the Spirit of God restrains it, it is indeed restrained. And so the Lord is at work here. The wickedness and sinfulness of man is at work here. And the Lord Jesus is going to sacrifice himself. He says here, his answer about these Greeks wanting to come to speak to him, he says in verse number 23, and Jesus answered them saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. That time is there. We're within days of it. We're within days of the Lord Jesus. At the beginning of this chapter, it was 6 days into the Passover. We're in that last week of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know by the prophecy of the scripture, we know by the preaching of the Lord Jesus, that in 3 days he's going to raise from the dead. So we are within days, maybe less than a week, of even the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. He says in verse number 23, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, and when you see that in the scriptures, verily, verily, truly, truly, it is very important information that you cannot do without. You must know this. When the Lord says, verily, verily, it is information for mankind that we might see the light of the truth of the gospel. Truly, truly, this is very important information. You must hear what I say. You must believe this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, verse 24, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. One seed goes into the ground, and if it does not die by the design of the Lord, it will not bear fruit. But when it dies, and it grows up into the tender plant, and then into the stalk, and then into the fruit, it brings a great multiple of fruit, doesn't it? It brings one kernel of wheat, one kernel of corn, never brings forth just one again, but it brings even a multitude, many kernels of corn on those ears that are on that stalk, many grains of wheat that are in the head of that wheat stalk. And so the Lord Jesus says this is a principle that is indeed true. It is indeed true for the herb of the field and the fruit of the field and the trees of the field, and that it's true for all of these. It's also true for you and me. It was also true for the Lord Jesus. He must die that we might live. Verse 25, he that loveth his life shall lose it. You take your life and you live it the way you want to in this life, you will lose it indeed. He that hateth his life in this world, the Lord did not hang on to his life in this world. And the word hatred, count his life as an enemy of God. It was not that. That reference, but the Lord says he is going to give his life. He's not going to hang on to his life in this world, but he's going to give it. He's going to yield it. He's going to lay it down. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. And so the Lord Jesus, being innocent, laid down his life so that we might live, so that sinners like you and me, through repentance and faith and the salvation of the Lord, might have life and live. If we don't lay down our life, if we don't yield up our life to the Lord, we will eternally die. Oh, but if we will believe the Lord and lay down self and sin and wickedness, war of the world, depravity, and the way of Satan, and trust in Christ, there is life indeed. Verse 26, if any man serve me, let him follow me. Many speak of serving Jesus, but are you following him? Words are not enough. Talk is cheap. The book of Proverbs tells us that talk is cheap. It's a proverb that has been amongst mankind for centuries. Nigh into millennia, and that's the reason it comes from the Word of God. Talk is cheap. But if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. Where is the Lord Jesus in this day? Well, he is in his omnipresence. He is indeed everywhere, but he has commanded that worship and honor and glory be brought unto him in the church. That's the design of the Lord. Now, there are many that are saved and that don't see the truth of the church of the Lord Jesus. And we believe and we teach and believe that it's so, and the scripture bears it out, that in this day, that is the Lord's true New Testament Baptist churches that follow after the doctrine and the way of the Lord Jesus. From the time of his ministry, our church didn't start with some man in his doctrine that he took and changed and manipulated from the Word of God, and they called it a certain church or a certain way or whatever. But we hail from the Lord Jesus and from that first church there in Jerusalem, and we seek to follow and strive to follow in those same doctrines that the Lord had in the day and gave in the day of his ministry, and that which his apostles delivered unto us through the Word of God. If any man serve me, verse 26, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. The Lord honors his word. The Lord honors obedience. The Lord honors obedience to the Word of God. You claim Christ? Are you walking and serving near him? Or are you claiming salvation in your childhood, or maybe claiming salvation in your adulthood and then going on in your merry way? Living life the same as it had always been lived. How is it with you? Verse number 27, now is my soul troubled, and this is really the answer to the Greeks. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. Here we see the humanity of the Lord Jesus. Death never being engaged in by God Almighty, by the Lord Jesus, and he is facing death as a man, and his soul is indeed troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. This is not doubt, but this shows the humility of the Lord, or the humanity of the Lord. And he says his soul is indeed troubled. And should he say that he should be delivered from this hour? No, but it's for this cause that he's come. And he knows this. And he says in verse 28, Father, glorify thy Son. The only way for the Lord Jesus to be glorified is for him to fulfill the will of the Father, for him to go through death and defeat death for his people and raise victorious on the other side, having gone through death and dying in the flesh and being buried for 3 days and three nights and then raising from the dead. He will be glorified. Father, glorify thy name, and his name will be glorified by the obedience of the Lord. Then came there a voice, verse 28, from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. How will that be? As the Lord Jesus obeys. The name of the Father is being glorified as the Lord Jesus obeys the Father. When the Lord Jesus came 60 miles from Galilee down to where John the Baptist was baptizing, to be baptized of him, when he was baptized and came up out of the water, the Spirit of God descended in a form like a dove and abode upon the Lord Jesus. And a voice spoke from heaven and saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. The Lord's name was glorified. The Father's name was glorified by the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. There on the Mount of Transfiguration, where Moses and Elijah are talking about the Lord's death, and Peter, James, and John are there with the Lord. And Peter speaks up and says, and knows that he's seen the Lord Jesus glorified. And they said that his clothes and his appearance was white and glistering. And as Peter spoke, and he spoke in an ignorant way. He just Peter was of the opinion, if you don't know what to say, just say something. And as Peter said, let's build some tabernacles. Let's build some places of worship here. Let's dedicate one to you and one to Moses and one to Elijah. And the voice came from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. The Father's name, the Father is glorified in the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here the Father speaks from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. And that will be as the Lord Jesus obeys at Calvary. And the Lord Jesus is raised from the dead. Verse 29, the people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Some heard something. They heard thunderings. They heard angels that they thought speaking to the Lord, not being able to hear distinctly, evidently, what it was. Maybe the apostles thereabout did hear and understood what it was. Somehow John came to know what was said, and he has written it down in the account of his gospel. And the Lord, the Father, is glorified always in the Son, because the Son is always obedient. And you know, that's an example to you and me, child of God, is we need to be obedient to the Lord. We need to be obedient to our Heavenly Father as the Lord Jesus was obedient to his Father. May God help us in that. Verse 30, Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but the Lord spoke audibly again. The Father spoke audibly again from heaven for your sakes, but for your sakes, as it was when the Lord was baptized, as it was on the Mount of Transfiguration, and as it is here. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And so here the Lord Jesus tells that Satan is going to be defeated. The Lord is going to the cross of Calvary, and it is sure as it can be. In the mind of God and the annals, and in the halls of eternity where God dwells, there in eternity where he dwells, it is as good as done that Jesus is going to give his life for his people. It is as good as done in the mind of God, but it's being carried out in time. And Jesus, referring to his power, referring to his deity, referring to the sureness of God, he says, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. I see that our time is past for now. Farewell until next time. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.